Joe and McKenzie now at 1-833-563-2539. That's 833-563-2539.
Would you spend $20,000 on your pet? So your dog, your cat, your llama, whatever you got to try to keep that thing alive. This guy had a dog. He drained his 401k to save the dog's life. By the way, if it matters at all, the dog's 12 years old.
We had an episode in November where she came back from a walk and she fainted. She has an enlarged heart because she has a damaged, what's called a mitral valve. Anything for Lola, you know, she's family.
Now, my dad, he had an enlarged mitral valve and they had to do surgery on that. Now, that's a human and that's my dad, and it was more than $20,000, and I think it was a worthy cause. I love animals. Anybody that says I don't, you are wrong. My dogs may not love me, but I love Benny and Paddington, and I would do a lot of things within reason. But financially, I'm very happy with what my wife and I are doing. We're doing fine. We thankfully are at a point in our lives where we used to have to worry about how we're going to pay rent every month, and we're able to do that now, so thank you, God, for that. But I'm not at the point where I can just drop $20,000 on my dog, and financially that's a decent or good decision, even if it was finance. That's just me personally. So I'd think if I was this guy, even though I love my dogs, Benny and Paddington, there's no way I don't even know if I'd spend $5,000. And that's kind of manageable. Porkchop's giving me the look like I'm evil.
You wouldn't spend $5,000?
I don't think I would,
Mackenzie. To save your doggy's life?
It all depends. It all depends. But once again,
But they're like your babies because you don't have children yet. And I will say it's different. I know people are like, oh, they're my furry babies. It does. The dynamic changes because I had Belle, my little Maltese Shih Tzu. And my ex and I would battle like crazy because Belle, I mean, she...
What'd you argue about? Like, what were the issues with Belle?
So she went blind. And and I was like, oh my gosh. So I didn't know if her retinas had detached. I took her to a doggy ophthalmologist.
They have those?
Yes. And I took her all these places and like the bills were going up and up. And I was like, if she needs to have a surgery, they were like, it might be this and we could reconnect them. It'll go to Chicago and have the surgery. And I'm like, yes, anything to help her. And he was like, are you freaking kidding me? We're not spending all this money. But I'm like, I didn't want her to be blind her whole life if I could have helped prevent it. Now, I found out I couldn't do anything. It wasn't detached. It was like hereditary. Like she just went blind. So that was just like when she was born, it was destined. But then we found out later she had cancer. She was blind. She was deaf. And she was like 14, 15. But so they're like, well, you can do all the blood work and then we can start treatments. And he was just like, no. Of course, I wanted to and we battled. But it's a hard thing.
How much money were you guys debating about? Like what was the rough
estimate? I mean, it would have been like thousands. It wasn't at the 20 mark, but it would have been like around five.
Five grand's a lot, though, is it not? And I know it was. Like,
yeah, it is.
I don't want to come off as heartless because I love animals. I truly do.
Do you have pet insurance?
No.
You don't have pet insurance for your two dogs?
No, I feel like that's a scam, but I don't know. Is that a real thing?
I feel like you guys, because they're like your world. Because like I said, you don't have children, and they are like your children. Right? Like at this point?
I understand where people have a connection to animals that they feel like they're kids, but I guess even though I don't have kids yet, whether we try to have kids or adopt one day, I just feel like they're not the same thing. But that's just me personally. I'm not trying to poo-poo anybody that loves their animals.
We're talking five, and it would save. What's your favorite one? I know you have a fave.
Well, Paddington likes me more than Bennington, for sure. My mic went out. That was cool. Benny's a dog that's like a cat, so he doesn't like me.
So Patty is literally going to die if you don't figure out a way. And I know it's like, but you would just be like, I can't. No,
it all depends on what it is. Like if it was $1,000 or $2,000, I might do it.
$1,000 you could swing to save your dog's life.
Yes, that $1,000 is like my emergency fund, like for things that really happen.
Like, but like $1,000, like you never see your dog again.
I don't like it. I'm not like, yay. It's just, that's how how life happened. I mean, what if we actually never went to the doctor? They'd be dead anyways.
That's true.
I mean, what does everybody think here? 833-563-2539. Because the fact that this guy spent 12 grand or 20 grand, I'm sorry. I'm just thinking of numbers here. They're blowing my mind. $20,000. He drained his 401k, which he had to pay taxes on and lose all that money. I just don't get it, Mackenzie. And I love animals.
This has caused a lot of fights amongst households and couples. Now, producer Porkchop is an animal lover.
Yes.
What's your opinion on this?
So, for me, there's a couple stipulations because the dog I have now is technically my ex's dog.
Chloe, yes. Who came to visit this show, and we love her.
Yes, and she's actually... Wow, it's February. So I think she just turned 10 or maybe 11 years old now. So she's getting older. And I've already told my ex, I'm like, look, like I can't put her down. Like, I want her to live as long as possible. So I think I would do as much as I could to save her. But here's the thing. We all know I already don't have a lot of money. So I couldn't spend $20,000. I couldn't even spend $1,000 if I wanted to. If I had the extra money, I think I would do it. But what I would do right now is just do everything I possibly could. You know, GoFundMe. Like, if you guys let me ask people on the radio, I would do that. But one other thing, too. I had a parakeet, like, 10 years ago, and my parakeet was sick. I had a credit card. The limit was $5,000. It was at $4,700. And I spent the last $300 I had to help my parakeet.
Do you regret that?
No, not at all. It's because I love my animals.
Well, but I'm saying, though, like, not laughing, but that's kind of funny.
No, is the parakeet still alive?
No, this was 10 years ago.
That's what I'm saying. Like, so you're still paying off that money that emotionally, it makes sense because you care about an animal, but like logically that you're paying for an animal that's dead now.
And right. Yeah. We're all paying for things that are going to be dead.
Yeah, I mean,
but like you have a monthly payment on a dead bird. Like, sorry, that's not funny, but I'm saying that's why I can't do that because there's not a guarantee with any of this.
Okay, and I'm not saying Pork Chop, that's very sweet. You have a very big heart, but like also I think too, you really, really struggle managing your money. Mm-hmm. And I think it comes to a point, animals are great and I love them and I'm obsessed with my boyfriend's dog, but it comes to a point of like, is it my livelihood, like human's livelihood or animal's livelihood? And I think when you think about like your quality of life, you pick the human over the animal.
No, I could never.
Do you feel like, I mean, I feel bad saying this, but do you feel like there's a difference between Chloe, like your dog, and a parakeet? Or are they same love?
Well, Chloe can't fly. No,
I mean, love-wise.
Yes, I feel like there might be a slight...
Like a dog is different than a fish. I'm sorry.
Well, it depends. Each one is different. Like that one bird I had was like, he was very special. Like I would clap my hands like this and he knew to come fly to my shoulder. Aww. Like he would try. He wasn't just a bird that just sat.
Like Snow White. Like I was not the animal.
Like he wouldn't just sit there in the cage like a figurine. Yeah.
See,
like,
now I want to get a parakeet so I can be like a pirate. Like, arr, come over here,
Pork
little bird.
He's great with animals. He really is.
All right, what do you think about this? Would you spend the money? Have you spent the money? How much have you done? I have so many questions. 833-563-2539. We'll talk to you next here on Joe and McKenzie. Would you spend $20,000 on your dog, your cat, your goldfish, whatever you got, your pet? Would you do that? A dude drained his 401k savings, and it was about 20 grand that he spent to try to help his 12-year-old dog, had an enlarged heart. I believe the dog's still doing okay, but it's just, I'm not trying to sound like the Grinch. And if you want to hate on me, I'm not gonna fight this anymore. I love animals, but I think you also have to take emotions out of some things when you drop that much money. That's just not responsible.
But here's the big difference between 20 and Joe. We were talking, you and I, about one.
I would do a grand. I would do a grand to save my dog, but I'm not doing $5,000 or $20,000.
If I had the money, I'm spending it.
But it's different to say if I had the money. I'm talking about
now. We all would if we all had the money.
Yeah. Like real life circumstances.
We make a million a year.
Tomorrow, you have to deal with it.
Yeah.
Would you find a way? And obviously, there's payment plans and all that stuff. It's not like.
I just don't, like I said, not joking.
Well,
I don't want to make a payment plan on a deceased animal. That's just so awkward and
sad.
But
I mean, it'd be to save their life.
But what if they don't live?
But what if you don't live?
Well, I guess I don't have to pay it then. That's fine. Okay. Touche. Let's go this morning to line number 6. Hey, Justin, you're on Joe and McKenzie.
There is no way on God's green earth I would pay 20 grand for a dog to have heart surgery. That is financially irresponsible.
Oh. What about like 1500?
No.
Oh, okay.
You're giving Chops a heart attack.
You know,
over
he's
here.
Just being real because a lot of people do feel the same way as you, sir.
I just don't understand.
Like my Pomeranian, he has an enlarged heart and he takes medication. That's to improve his quality of life. But when he dies of natural causes, cool. But am I going to pay to have his heart fixed? No, that's stupid.
What's your Pom's name?
Arlo.
Aw, so sweet.
Thank you for calling in this morning to Joe McKenzie. We appreciate it. Let's go to line number 8 this morning and say hi to Jasmine in Houston. Hey, Jasmine, what do you want to say?
Hey, so I am actually a vet tech. So that's basically like a dog nurse. And I've seen these people spend like $5,000 to $20,000. And I personally would not do it.
Wow, no. From the mouth of a vet tech.
You guys are breaking my heart.
Oh,
my
man.
My little Chloe.
Like, I don't know.
Do you think pet insurance is a scam, as Joe says?
That's not a yes. Go get it.
If you want to go ahead and get it, sir, go ahead and get it. But I don't have it.
It's probably like
car
insurance. Like the one thing that's wrong with your pet that you need to save it's like, oh, you know, we don't cover that in this policy. Jeez, Jasmine, thank you for doing what you do. It's gotta be. That's a tough job working with animals.
Yeah.
Let's go to line number 9 this morning. Say hi to Sarah, also in Houston. What's up, Sarah?
Hey, what's up, guys? Good morning.
Now, what do you think about this? Are you gonna drop $20K to save your pet?
You know what? I'm going to do anything and everything I can to save my pet.
Hey, wait,
if
Sarah,
I had
Sarah,
20K,
Sarah.
I would drop $20K.
It's so hard to hear you. Can you make it clear?
Yeah, I'm sorry. Is that better?
So you said you would do anything that you could do, and you'd make a way to get that money.
I would. Yeah, I actually have a dog that I found in a ditch one time, and 30 days later, she got parvo. Parvo is like a death sentence. I spent $1,500, and 14 years later, she is the best dog I've ever had in my life.
You saved her life. You literally saved her life. That's amazing.
I'll give her that one. That's a stretch, but it was a young dog. Listen, I don't want dogs to die. Listen, I'm not trying to do sad stuff over here, but the dog was young. Like, if your dog's 14, listen, I wish they lived forever, but they don't. Animals only have, just like us, a limited time on this earth.
That's right. They say you have to face that. When you do get a little puppy, you are buying, it's going to be a grievance. You know,
yes.
You know that.
Live the Web Girl, what's up?
Teresa on Twitter said that they would spend the money on their dogs before any of their friends or family.
What about if you have a kid that wants
to... That's when you know it's too far.
Mackenzie, I'm just hypothetical here. You got a 10-year-old daughter, Lulu, and let's say you get a dog in the next year or two.
Right.
I assume she's going to college. Who knows? Maybe she's, get a scholarship for sports or for something she does or smarts. But she doesn't. Are you going to spend $20,000 to save your dog or $20,000 to send your daughter to get an education?
Well, $20,000 to get an education.
But some people wouldn't.
And I
They'd
will say,
like the
I'm
dog.
The only one that has an actual child on the show. It is different. And some people like their pets better than their family because their pets are nicer to them. So I get that.
Yeah.
But what I'm saying is it is different. Like, my pet was my baby until I had an actual human child. And then that goes to the top rung.
I think my dogs kiss my wife more than I do. So she probably likes that. Let's go to Renee this morning. Hey, Renee, we'll wrap it up with you. Would you spend a bunch of money to save your pet, or do you think there's got to be some kind of limit to it?
Well, I'm also a veterinary nurse, but I've also done with veterinary. I've done internal medicine, cardiology, and now I work in emergency, so I've seen many aspects of it. So I think what it comes down to is the quality of life. So you can throw $20,000 at a pet, but what's their quality going to be, and what is, you know, survival rate? I think you have to consider everything. It's not just black and white with veterinary medicine.
That's true. And when my little Belle was at the end of her life, blind and deaf, and they were like, we'll do blood tests and we think she has cancer. It was like, but she's still, and she was already 14. So, I mean, it was kind of like, we do all this and then what? Right.
And then, I don't mean people are selfish, like they're bad people, but emotionally, we could be very selfish because we love that pet and they mean so much to us that we keep them around for too long.
I like my parents, Bashan Mo, bless his heart. He was in a diaper, he was blind. I mean, it's hard, but it's time.
Sounds
it
like
was,
me in a few years.
Time. Rest All in right. peace.
It's Joe and Mackenzie.
It's Joe and Mackenzie on radio now.
Hey, Chops.
Yeah.
You ready for the box of shame?
Again, 2 weeks in a row.
Oh my gosh, all of these dares have Valentine's themes.
Wait, what are those bow and arrows for? I thought I did Cupid last week.
Oh, it's different. You're going to have something with an arrow.
Yeah.
Great.
Maybe to the heart? We'll see. Don't go anywhere. It's Joe Mackenzie. We'll do box of shame next.